Helmut Holloman will be listening. Yeah, Manetta, ask Holloman to step over there. Tricia, please.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And what I'd really like to see is sort of a State of the Union feeling, except a little more political than that.
Yeah.
In other words, I wouldn't like you to get into the we they type of thing. The wording is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that I love your idea of the appeal at the end. You know, the great new majority, the invitation to join.
I'm gonna put that right at the beginning.
Or at the beginning, any place, yeah. And then reiterate it at the end, of course.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
In fact, I got that here. That's pretty wordy.
Wordy works.
That's the easiest part of the language. There's the other.
Okay. Well, my.
But the hard thing is to know how to really describe the issues because there's so goddamn many to know how to get them.
You know, the State of the Union are always so moving, and the stories you have in, and all of that. I don't know. I've always really liked
them. For example, I was, by the way, I'm going to get into the new majority. This is in that. I'm going to knock down the quota stuff too.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes, that it's done on merit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Good. That's the big
one. Let me read this to you. Yeah. Finally, I congratulate this convention, the delegates of this venue, for demonstrating to the nation that we can have an open convention without dividing Americans into quotas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say that there has been and is discrimination in America on race, religion, sex, age, national background. We must remove every last vestige of it. But the way to end discrimination against some is not to begin discrimination against others.
Mm-hmm.
Dividing Americans into quotas is totally alien to the American tradition. Mm-hmm. Americans don't want to be part of a quota. They want to be part of America as proud, self-respecting individual citizens.
That's good.
This nation proudly calls itself the United States of America. We reject any philosophy which would make us the divided states of America.
That's excellent.
How's that sound to
you? That's good. I like that. Very good.
And then I go on and say, in that spirit, I address my fellow Americans today, not as a partisan of party,
mm-hmm.
which would automatically divide Americans, but as a partisan of principles, which can unite us.
Good.
I ask all Democrats, and Republicans, to decide how you will vote on November 7th. Not on the...
Two.
Huh?
You put independence
in
two.
Yeah, but I can't right there.
Oh.
I ask you to vote on November 7th. Not on the basis of what is best for your party, but on the basis of what you believe is best for America.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks ago, our opponents adopted a platform which rejected many of the great principles of the Democratic Party. To those millions who have been driven out of your home and the Democratic Party, we say, come home, not to another party, but to the great principles which, regardless of party, we believe in together.
Great. I'm so glad you could do that.
We have one of those historic opportunities which comes once in a political lifetime to build a new majority in America. I ask you, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, young and old, black and white, labor and business, all the great national, all the proud national groups represented in our society, to join this new majority on the basis not of the old politics, but the new politics, where what counts is not the party label you wear in your lapel, but what you believe in your hearts.
I think you covered just about everything.
Yeah. Well, now
the new politics, good.
Yeah. And the point is, now then, how do you describe this? If you wouldn't take him on we and they, huh? You see, the thing is, then you could go on to say that in asking you to join this, that the choice is the clearest choice in the century. Between two men who believe in different philosophies, disagree as to so forth and so on.
Mm.
Maybe that elevates them too much. Is that your point?
Yeah.
You don't know?
Yeah, I would just say this is what we, after saying that, and then just go on about what we believe and what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Join us.
And then just flip
them. Absolutely. I wouldn't give him the benefit of two thoughts in people's minds.
Yeah. Okay, honey, thank you.
That's just my opinion.
Fine.
Sounds great.
We'll see. Bye.
Bye.